Well, today we have the very touching passage of the conversion of Zacchaeus. And this is in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. And St. Luke's Gospel has been called the Gospel of Mercy, because there's so many stories in Luke about conversion of poor sinners. You have the story of the prodigal son and many other stories of the conversion of sinners. So today we have, and we'll take a look at for a few moments, the conversion of Zacchaeus. And it says this occurred in Jericho. Jericho at that time was one of the wealthiest cities in the known world. It was one of the oldest and most ancient cities that we know of in history. And it was on the way to Jerusalem, I think about 18 miles from Jerusalem. So anybody going up to the temple to do their temple worship and sacrifice would pass through Jericho. And so there's always a lot of activity going on. Yesterday we heard about Bartimaeus, who always hung out on the roadside there because that was a great place to get some good donations. The beggars would often hang out on that road, and they still do today. And so the Lord was going through Jericho, and Scripture says he intended to pass through that town. He was not planning on stopping. He was intending to pass through. And there's a beautiful book written by Monsignor Escriva, St. Escriva, called Christ is Passing By, and how Jesus is a very respectful lover. He's a very gentle lover. He will not force himself upon us. We have to reach out to him. We have to call out to him like Bartimaeus did yesterday, like Zacchaeus wants to take a look at him today. So we have to reach out to the Lord. He's not going to force himself into our life. We have to reach out. And so we have Jesus intending to walk through the town. Of course, there's always a huge crowd wherever the Lord went. He was so well known for healings and cures and miracles. And this little man, Zacchaeus, and it says here he was a chief tax collector. So he was certainly the wealthiest man in town. Probably, to compare him to today, would be, I'm sure, a millionaire, because he had been collecting taxes for many years in one of the largest cities of the known world. And of course, he was the most despised man in all of Jericho. Because the Jews hated tax collectors, but you know what they hated most was the chief tax collector. And that was Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, the wealthiest man, the most despised man. And it says he heard that the Lord was coming by. So it says he wanted to see Jesus. Was it out of curiosity? Maybe it was God's grace already operating in his heart. And so he runs ahead of the crowd, and he gets a good spot. We've done this sometimes to see the Pope. You know, when the Pope is on the Popemobile and he's coming through Washington or New York, people go ahead and they get a good place because they want to be close when he passes by. So because he was tiny, because he was short in stature, he could not, of course, see the Lord, because everybody would give him the elbow because they hated him so much that anybody who got in front of him would not want him to see. So he has to go ahead and climb up a tree like a little bird perched up in a tree. So he runs ahead, climbs a sycamore tree. And even today, if you go to Jericho, the sycamore trees still line the main road through Jericho. You can still see some of these ancient trees. And so he climbs up in the trees, perched up there, and the Lord is walking by, and the Lord stops. And he looks up and he sees this. It really is a humorous sight. Imagine, let's say, during the Christmas parade through here, or the whatever, 4th of July parade, imagine the, let's say, the mayor of town perched up in a tree up there. Or maybe, you know, the governor perched up there. It's something you don't see it every day. And so the Lord stops, and he calls him by name. He says, Zacchaeus. And God knows each of us by name. We're not part of a big crowd. We're individuals. So he calls us by name. Come down quickly, for today I'm going to stay at your house. I'm going to have dinner with you. I always wonder what Mrs. Zacchaeus had to say about that. See, whenever the Lord showed up, he didn't come by himself. He always brought 12 apostles. So Bishop Sheen said the wine always ran out, like at Cana. So Jesus says, today I'm going to visit you. I'm going to come and stay at your house. I'm going to bless your house and have a meal with you and get to know you. So Zacchaeus scurries down the tree and says, receive Jesus with joy. With joy. That joy, as Peter Kreef says, is something much greater than happiness. It's greater than pleasure. Joy is something supernatural. And this great joy of receiving Jesus. So I'm sure he takes the Lord to his biggest house, the biggest house in Jericho, the mansion. And what happens to the crowd? It says they begin to grumble. They get upset. And they can't believe it, that of all things, Jesus of Nazareth is going to the house of a sinner. Not just a sinner, but the biggest sinner in town. And he's going there, of course, to convert him. Not to approve his immoral lifestyle that he had before of extorting people, but he's going to convert him. And so Zacchaeus has a conversion experience. He says to the Lord, behold, I will give half my possessions to the poor. See, this is a real dramatic conversion. He's willing to sacrifice and to be generous to the poor. Imagine that. Half his wealth he will now distribute to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over, almost with interest, right? He's willing to give people back what he extorted from them. And what does the Lord say? Today, salvation has come to this house. Not just to him, but maybe through him, to his wife, to the children, to the whole family. So salvation. So imagine this. This conversion of Zacchaeus leads to his salvation, his justification, his conversion, his reformation. He was reformed and repented, and the Lord blesses them. Salvation has come to this house. For this man, too, is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man, which is Jesus' favorite title for himself, has come to seek and to save what was lost. Isn't that lovely? That beautiful? That Jesus has come not to condemn sinners, but to reach out to them and to save them. And that's what we're called to do, too. We're called to be his apostles, right? Through organizations, Knights of Columbus, Legion of Mary, and all your different groups that you belong to, we're all called to reach out and save what was lost.